Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here Thursday morning. I wasn't really involved in this study, but as Max's graduate student, I'm here to give this talk for him, which is Toll Fescue Root and Shoot Response to Gypsum Treatment of Acid Soil. I would like to give you some background information for the U.S. Southern Piedmont region. I didn't really look at the soil profile of this region, but according to what Max told me and according to literature, this region is highly dissected with undulating topography, and it has been through much urbanization in the recent period. For the soil moisture regime there, it's typical eudic. So in other words, monthly rainfall is generally dependable, but this amount of rainfall is usually outpaced by the plant evapotranspiration there, so causing this deficit area I'm showing here with this brown area from March to early October. And this deficit in soil water really rewards plants that can develop deep and extensive root system to extract soil moisture from deep soil profile. On this region, the soil there is typical altisols with typical eudic soil moisture regime and mesothermic soil temperature regime. And because of the undulating topography, most upland soils, they are old and well-developed, well-leached, and strongly acidic in the subsoil profile. There are two grass species that's commonly used in the southern Piedmont region, Bermuda grass and tall fescue. Bermuda grass has the deepest root system in almost all the turf grass species, and the tall fescue is the deepest rooting, has the deepest rooting system among all the cool season turf grass species. Here is one thing I want to mention between Bermuda grass and tall fescue. Tall fescue is actually more susceptible to subsoil acidity and also more susceptible to aluminum toxicity caused by excessive acidity in soil profile. So are there any treatment options? Yes, there are. Normally, people apply lime as a solution for the soil acidity. However, in order to take effect, lime has to be incorporated into the soil profile somehow, typically through tillage, which is very unrealistic, unpractical on golf courses. So what about making surface application of gypsum? Now, there are many valuable attributes of gypsum compared to the agricultural lime. It's very soluble. Actually, a gypsum is only fairly soluble compared to calcium chloride, but compared to agricultural lime, it's 1,000 times more soluble than that, and it doesn't require tillage. It doesn't raise pH of your surface soil, so it's very unlikely for surface application of gypsum to damage your soil structure or to induce turf diseases. And also, besides calcium, it provides sulfate, which is a plant available form of sulfur. Now, the experimental objective was to determine the suitability of surface-applied gypsum as an ameliorant of acid subsoil impaired turf type tall fescue blends of the southern U.S. Piedmont. There are several measurements involved in this study. They measured the calcium soil transport rates and also drought resistance with the water use, and also clipping yield, dry weight, and root structures. Now, the baseline soil test results showed that the pH of the soil in water and with 1-to-1 ratio is 4.9, but the optimal range for tall fescue is really 5.5 to 6.5. And the total CEC here, it's almost 4.9 meg per 100 gram soil, but you can see in this total CEC, the majority is really exchangeable acidity, 3.9 mg per 100 gram soil, leaving only 1 mg per 100 gram soil for the base saturation. If you look closely, here are the potassium, phosphorus, magnesium, and calcium. It's really very little in this soil. This is in fertile soil, but it's very typical in the U.S. southern Piedmont region. Now, there are five treatments in this study. The first one is the tech-grade gypsum, which is really the mine gypsum with very high purity. And the second is the synthetic gypsum provided by the Southern Company. It is a side product from the power plants, and it's also called the flue gas desulfurization gypsum. And also calcium chloride, which is very soluble and has very high salt index. And calcitic lime, which is also called the agricultural lime with 100% calcium carbonate equivalency and also control. Each treatment was replicated 6 times, so 5 by 6. We have 30 columns in total here. Now I would like to show you how the columns are set up. At the bottom, there is 1 centimeter of pea gravels held by a piece of geotextile fabric. And on top of that, this is 56 centimeter of oven-dried clay soil with maximized bulk density. And on top of that, this is 6 centimeter of a mixture of sand and speculum peat moss to simulate the Oak Creek epipedum. And here it's 7 centimeter of head space. Now for half of the 30 columns, they installed 2 capacitance probes here to provide real-time soil moisture data, 2 probes per each column. Now here is the columns after setup in the greenhouse at Penn State. Now you can see there is more than 30 columns. Actually, there are 90 columns here, but 30 columns are planted with tall fescue and 60 with Bermuda grass. And we will not be discussing Bermuda grass here in this talk. The treatment, the lime treatment, was made according to the soil test results. To raise the soil pH to 6.5, and then the gypsum treatments were made according to empirical justifications to saturate the 60 centimeter of soil profile with 2 mg per 100 gram calcium. Now this calcium chloride provides the same amount of calcium chloride provides the same amount of calcium as the gypsum treatments, and the gypsum treatments actually provide twice as much calcium as the lime treatment. Now, fertilizer after the initiation of the treatments, fertilizer has also been applied to the columns. Nitrogen was applied by MAP, and also ammonium chloride. Phosphorus was applied only by MAP, and potassium was applied by potassium chloride. Now the culture methods for tall fescue is that the tall fescue was mowed roughly every 9 days at 3 inches mowing height. And also, when half of the columns showed leaf firing, and all the columns were then recharged with water to simulate infrequent but intense leaching rainfall conditions in the U.S. southern Piedmont region. Now, data has been collected in the leachate chemistry and composition, and also clipping yield dry weight, soil water use, and also root length density and specific root length. Now I would like to discuss a little bit about the leachate chemistry and composition here. On this graph, on x-axis, we have days after treatment and also the accumulated precipitation in centimeter. And on the y-axis, we have leachate electroconductivity in densitometers per meter. Now you can see that all the treatment they followed a similar pattern with the exception of calcium chloride here. Here calcium chloride is very soluble, so at the end of month 4 it actually has penetrated the 60 centimeters of soil profile, and the EC level of calcium chloride actually went down over time. But the other three treatments, lime, control, and the gypsums, the EC level of these three actually went up over time, as you can see here. And the difference between between gypsum and the other treatments was not evident here at the end of month 4, but at the end of month 7, the differences became evident and became more pronounced over time. So the difference here is really a total of the calcium breakthrough, displaced acidity, and also fertilizer. But if you take a closer look at this graph, on this graph, we have the days after treatment on the x-axis, and we have the calcium concentration in the leachate on the y-axis. Now here you can see that it's really the breakthrough, the calcium breakthrough accounts for most of the differences that we see among treatments. One thing I want to mention on the previous graph is that this accumulated precipitation here in centimeter, it's really a shortened version of what's really going on in the southern Piedmont region. Here we have 190 centimeters of precipitation, which it takes really 2 to 3 years to achieve in the reality. So just one thing there. And now if we look at the shoot biomass, clipping yields, our gypsum treatments really had the highest, and calcium chloride really has the lowest clipping yield. And we interpret this as because calcium chloride has very high salt intensity, so it's really very risky to surface apply the calcium chloride here. And also calcium chloride is very soluble, it can displace all the soil acidity all at once, so if it's not followed by immediate irrigation, and this amount of replaced acidity can cause damage to your grass. Now if we look at the water use here, the upper soil profile, 11 to 30 centimeter, it's marked by red. Lime has the highest water use. The lower soil profile, marked by the blue bars, our gypsum really has the highest water use. So gypsums here replace the soil acidity and enhance the root growth, so the roots can extract water more effectively from the deeper soil profile. Now if we look at the root growth, root length density and the specific root length are the two parameters we look at here. Root length density, if it's higher, and then you have a less inter-root space, and so the plants can compete more effectively with microorganisms for nutrients such as nitrogen and phosphorus. And specific root length is reported to be associated with the tolerance to tolerance to salinity and aluminum toxicity. So here our gypsum treatments really has the highest for both of them. So I would like to summarize the study that gypsum treatments has effectively penetrated 60 centimeter of clay soil following a 15 megagram per hectare application and 190 centimeter precipitation. And differences between the mined and synthetic gypsum were minor, so the data I showed you were actually pooled across these two treatments. And the benefit to the tall fescue, we have enhanced the shoot growth and root growth, and also better water use. I would like to thank Southern Company for Max, and also Dr. Mueller, Dr. Cruz, and Dr. Sumner at the University of Georgia. Thank you very much for your attention. Yeah, do you have time for questions? Thank you.